ati sijui money can't buy happiness. Eh, mimi it buys my happiness. Mimi money will buy my happiness. Give it to me. If it's not gonna buy happiness for you, okay, give it to me then. Hey, wagwan, what's up, welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awino Aweti, the host of this podcast. This is episode 134. How are you feeling? How are you guys doing? I hope you are well. Anyway, welcome to another amazing episode. Quick announcement, by the way, we are still counting the days to Podfest. So Podfest is gonna be on 6th September at Kenya Cultural Center, which is inside Kenya National Theater, and I'll be on stage. Unspoken Podcast will be on stage for the first time, so I would like you guys to come and see me on stage. Let's have fun together, let's dance, let's vibe. So yeah, buy your tickets, get your tickets at mook.com. Just follow Podfest, just check out their Instagram page, it's Podfest Kenya, and yeah, get yourself a ticket and let's vibe. Plus, I'll also be giving away two tickets to my most loyal speakers, the day ones, and the ticket giveaway is actually going to be tomorrow. So I'm going to announce the giveaway tomorrow on my Instagram and then ask the necessary questions. So the first person, the first two people to answer correctly, get the ticket. So yeah, you don't want to miss that. If you really want a ticket, but mfuko kidogo, be part of this challenge and maybe you might be the lucky winner. Anyway, welcome to another amazing episode. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about things we cannot argue about. There's just some things, some people, if you believe in other things, and I can't even waste my breath on you. Like, I can't even just waste my time arguing with you about something that I strongly believe in. Like, ndakwacha tu hapo. So, this is a list of things we cannot argue about. So, these are things that I really, really believe in. That you, if you come to my face and want to start arguing with me about these things, I'll not even waste my time arguing about any of this with you. So, the first thing we cannot argue about, God, man. God. Actually, there's some people who try to argue that God doesn't exist. Bro, are you even okay? Like, where did you come from? If God doesn't exist, then where did you come from? Where do all these things we see on earth, where did they come from? It just landed. Like, who created them? Like, honestly, the people always say they don't believe in God, that God doesn't exist. Those atheists, they're just stupid. I said what I said. Like, what the heck? So what will you do, mama? These trees, nature, the animals, like, where did they come from? What did you remember? So that is something I cannot even argue with. I'll just give you my, to your primary cosmetic, talk to my hand, my face is busy. I'll not even waste my time with you. The people who argue that God doesn't exist, and I don't know, just religion in general, that is something I cannot even start arguing with anyone about, that religion. You know, religion is something, even if you start arguing with someone about religion, that it will never end, because it's something you can't just talk, argue about. Obvious. So people who don't believe in God generally, and I can't waste my time arguing with such people. And religion, nah. Also, another thing you can't argue about is politics. religion and politics are like the most delicate topics out there. Those are things that you have to tread carefully. You really have to tread carefully, especially in our country, Kenya. Politics is so big, it's crucial, actually, that's the right word. Politics is so crucial. So yeah, also can't argue with someone about politics. Like, kama sai, of course, our country, there's this thing people talking about. We were protesting against the current government and the current president when you were saying Ruto must go and everything. So there's some people, after all the things we went through, after we lost lives fighting for this country, and then someone right now will forget all the things we have gone through, and then they say, if, especially I don't like people who are saying that thing, ati must go atarudi tu, ati kumi tano tena. Ati as much ati mtu, someone believes that kuna mtu anasema ati as much as tutaenda kwa streets we'll demonstrate, we'll protest on the streets, the president, the current president will just, of course, will automatically go back as the president, will also automatically come back, will automatically go for a second term. That thing irritates me. Like, you've already lost hope. Like, 2027 is not even here. You're already talking smack. So those are the things. There's a friend of mine, actually. It's not a friend, I'm my neighbor. Let me say my neighbor. My neighbor the other day, I was talking to him, and then he said something like, "Come back, eh." I can't tell your story. I'm stuck in my room. I can't be stuck at a stress. Stuck at a kwonga. He was starting that conversation literally, and was saying, "Ati ah, ata tujisumbwe aje. Ruto lazima arudi." I was like, "Bruh, stuck at a kwonga." And kasema tu. Nyamazia tu apachana tu your story hapo, like sina nguvu. So those are things I cannot argue with you about, like, because it's gonna be endless. Another thing we cannot argue about is those people who believe ati, who say ati money is not everything, ati siji money can't buy happiness. Mimi it buys my happiness. Maybe money will buy my happiness. Give it to me. If it's not gonna buy happiness for you, okay, give it to me then. why would you even think that? Honestly, adulting has shown me that having money solves 98% of your problems, if not 99%. Having money will solve 98% of your problems, literally. Bro. I found out that in most situations, it's money in the inner sort, honestly, which is, yeah, but that's true. So those people who say, ati kuna mtu akona pesa huko, akona pesa, you can have all the money in the world, but still not be happy. It's okay. Give me all that money now. Give it to me and I will show you. I will show you how to be happy. Give it to me and I will show you how to be happy. Like, why would you say that? But I can't argue with someone who thinks that way. Money is not everything. You can have all them. It's okay. It's okay. Just give it to me. Let me show you. another thing we cannot argue about is feminism. Oh, clock it. Feminism. Especially arguing about feminism with men. Bruh, I cannot. I tried and I realized. Shut up, bro. I cannot argue with someone about feminism. Ati, so why are you a feminist? Why do you stand for feminism? Why shouldn't I? Like, why shouldn't I? Like, I've said this on the pod. I feel like, I think I've said this on the pod a couple of times, where I said, women, we need to be empowered even more. Sometimes people say that, women have been empowered enough. Nowadays, it's all about women empowerment. Jobs are just for women. Like, I don't know, there are specific jobs just for women. And then I was feeling like, yo, women, we still need to be empowered. The number of times I've been outside as a woman and I've not felt safe, I have, it's a lot of times. So women, we still need all the empowerment we can get, because you're the other gender. So feminism, I can't even waste my breath. At least now you want to start challenging me. At least, why am I a feminist? Also, I don't like people who say, there's this thing that people say, at least, people who claim to say they're girl, at least, they're the worst people. Now, I cannot even argue such a statement with a person who says such a statement, especially girls who say that, people say girl, that their girl are pretenders, that they're the worst people. I have a problem with people who say that, because that means you have a problem with someone who is a girl, with someone who supports other women. Because
we have be the society has placed it in a way that there's this notion that women can support other women, which is crazy. We have been put against each other, especially as women. Like, we have to compete with other fellow women instead of supporting each other. So when someone sees that another woman is supporting another woman, it's weird to them because they're not used to that. So when you say, I'm a girl's girl, someone is like, okay, you're a pretender. Okay, you're the problem. When you have a problem with me being a girl's girl, you are the actual problem. So I can't waste my time arguing with such a person. Nah, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. Another thing we cannot argue about is that dark-skinned girls are not pretty. I'm a light-skinned girls are prettier than dark-skinned girls. Oh, I cannot waste my time arguing that. Honestly, in my eyes, I always say everyone is beautiful. In their own way, like, God doesn't create anything bad, does he? He doesn't. No. See, the Bible itself says he created us in his own image. So me, I find it offensive when when someone says that, I don't know, this person is more good looking than this other person. To me, that is like you are throwing shade to God because he made us in our image. In his own image and likeness. So yeah, I cannot agree with that. I can't. People, and especially this is an issue actually in our country. Colorism is a big issue in this country where there are some specific jobs they ask for light-skinned girls. And even that specific, okay, I may get it's because of the, maybe what you're trying to push, the brand. But sometimes it's not even about the color of your skin. Sometimes it's just because you're light skin, you get priority, let me say. You get prioritized. So that's crazy. So that's something, someone who thinks like that, I'm a trans manga, hey, baby, I prefer my day, my light skin. I prefer my dark skin. I'll just look at you and shut up, because that already you may categorize beauty. And then you've already, when you say that statement, it's like you've already categorized beauty by the color of someone's skin. And that's crazy. And that's not even right. So that's something I cannot argue about with someone. Another thing we cannot argue about, emotionally available parents. Clock it. Deadbeat parents, you can't convince me. Auntie, you're trying to make an excuse for a parent you're trying to make an excuse for a parent who is deadbeat, who doesn't support their kids, as if the kid asks to be born. Bro, it's your responsibility. The kid is there because of you. You had sex. That's your responsibility. If you didn't want to take care of that kid, you would have used protection, bro. I can't argue with someone who supports deadbeat parents. I'm a who is trying to make an excuse for especially emotionally available parents. Like, who do you expect to show up for your kid if you don't show up for your kid? That's your freaking offspring, bro. I can't make an excuse for a deadbeat parent. There's an episode. Okay, it's gonna be before this episode. I pre-recorded it, but I talked about something about, I don't want to give you guys spoilers, but we are talking about deadbeat moms, which is crazy. I've never thought in my life, I've always known about deadbeat dads. I've always known it's only deadbeat dads who exist, but apparently deadbeat moms exist, which is crazy. So emotionally available parents, deadbeat parents, at you can't afford to take care of a kid, bruh. You have to find a way. You are the parent. You have to lead the child. These parents who abandon their kids and give kids to their parents to take care of, that's bullshit, bruh. Times may be hard. It's not bad to take, of course, it's not, you can take the kids to your parents, but you have to be responsible for your kid. The people who just take the kids to their parents and then they abandon their kids. Now the kid grows up knowing that the person who's their grandparent is actually their parents. Honestly, if that happens, you have failed as a parent. You have failed that kid. So me, I can't make an excuse for a deadbeat parent. And you have two legs. Unless you are physically handicapped, you can't fend for yourself. But as long as you have both legs, both hands, you can walk, you are mentally stable, you can do something with your life, bro. You don't have an excuse to be a deadbeat parent. You don't have an excuse to not show up for your kid. Your kid when you're limbeba in your tummy. No, I can't argue. I cannot argue with you if you are supporting such a thing. If you want to make an excuse for a deadbeat parent, an emotionally available parent, nah. There's no excuse that can convince me. Anyway, yeah, I can't argue about that. Another thing I cannot argue about, I think this is my last one. Okay, another thing I cannot argue about. I cannot argue with the girl in love. Because even me, if I'm in love, I don't want to listen to your advice. I don't want to listen. I mean, I'm in love. Let me be. So, yeah, it's always difficult to try to make sense, talk sense to a girl who is in love, man. Even this is actually, I drew it from my own experience. Me, when I'm in love, bro, I'm the worst person when I'm in love. Yeah. Yo, I'm the worst person when I'm in love. Like, oh my God. I can change my lifestyle when I'm in love. I can do anything for someone when I'm in love with them. Yo, which I was even telling my friend the other day that I fear myself in love. Like, I'm scared of my... I'm scared of myself when I'm in love. Like, I'm very delicate. I am so delicate. And I'm so vulnerable when I'm in love, which is, yeah, it can be good and bad at the same time. So, me when I'm in love, don't come to me with your advice. Don't come to me. Wait for the love to end, then you can come and advise me. But when I'm in love, we cannot argue. You cannot tell me shit. And it's, I guess it's normal. Sometimes, you know, that's why I always say love is like the great. It is said. In fact, it's true. Love is the greatest gift, the greatest commandment, the greatest gift ever. It's just a special feeling. So when you get to experience it, like, you don't want someone to try and talk you out of it. You just see that, like, when someone tries it, you're like, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. So yeah, I cannot argue with a girl in love, and I don't want someone to even argue with me when I'm in love. So those are the things that I think I cannot argue about, because these are things I stand on. These are things I believe in. These are things I believe in and I stand on them. So you can't come and try and convince me at you God doesn't exist. At you, Madam Maddox, at you, at you are famous. We cannot argue. Anyway, I'd love to know, you who's listening, what is that one thing you cannot argue about? That I would like to know. Please leave it in the comment section. And I hope you've enjoyed this short but juicy episode. And if remember the Unspoken Stories every Sunday, Friday guest episodes, Monday solo episodes, because I've realized actually you guys love my solo episodes. I was trying to concentrate more on the guest interviews, but actually people listen to my solo episodes more, which is crazy, but I love it. So kila kitu lazima itambe. Injili lazima iendele. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed this episode. And remember to check out my social media, Awino Awiti and Unspoken Podcast KE. Tickets, Podfest tickets are going to be dropping tomorrow. So you better follow us and also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Awino Unspoken Podcast KE. And I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.